The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
And again, just to get back to it real quick, because Brett's girl, Medea, texted over and said, you guys are idiots. You wouldn't recognize me without makeup on. What'd you say?
I said, I'd recognize that ass.
That's right. Turn around. I don't know. You're my Cinderella girl. Cinderella is the new perspective is as a man, we don't acknowledge your existence until you look good. That's the message.
It's true.
I saw it live. I snored through a good portion. The best part about seeing Cinderella at the Phoenix Theater was the people in front of us. There was a guy who was a veteran of Afghanistan or Iraq. I don't know. He was a younger guy, but he had his hat on him. Like the second the play started, his wife clearly made him do this. The second the thing started, he's nestled up into his chest, out like a light, gone. And through all the singing and screeching and all the... out like a light. And I giggled and laughed the whole time. And then intermission happened. The lights comes on. His head bobs up. He goes. He gets a drink. He comes back down. Sits down. He's asleep again. But yeah, Cinderella. It's the stupidest story I've ever. I don't remember it being that dumb. And Prince Charming is an idiot. He's got this shoe, see? And he's trying to find that special lady he just got done making out with. And then girls who clearly aren't her, he still tries to put the shoe on them. Nope, not you. Well, no, it's not her. She's black. That's a black actress playing that. She's not the one you were making out with 5 minutes ago. You can start to, through the process of elimination, just kind of wean out that one. That one's 7 feet tall.
This she only is a wears size, Jordans, yeah. Not a glass slipper. So
this
obviously.
Is a size 6. Glass Jordans would be pretty awesome. Yeah. The size 6.5 here is what we're looking for. If you've got anything bigger than that, just get out of line. You're wasting my time. But nope. The stepsisters go up with their red hair and their blonde hair. And he's like, I don't know. It could be her. How dumb is this guy? But again, the message sent was, ladies, unless you're in a ball gown and totally dolled up for us, we're going to pretend like we don't know you. So you can walk around in that hobo moo-moo at home and act like we know. Sorry, I'm going to call the police, ma'am. You shouldn't be here. My wife is a beautiful woman in a ball gown with a tiara on all the time. Otherwise, you're a stranger. Cinderella, that's a great answer to that.
You wouldn't recognize me without makeup, Brett.
I recognize that fat ass. All right. You turn around, make sure you're mine. Yeah, that's you. Go put some makeup on. You look like a hobo.
You're a dick.
Uh-huh. I like to watch you walk away when you look like this. Is that my t-shirt? And are those pants? Or did you make those out of dirt and clay?
I'm not always going to be dressed up.
I'm sorry. I'm calling the police. I don't know who this woman is. Please, please, yes, there's a strange woman in my house dressed as a hobo.
We got to break in.
I am his wife.
I think she's demented. She's crazy. I would never marry something that looks like that.
Would you?
Here's a picture. Here's a picture of my wife. My God, she's beautiful. Is that a tiara and a ball gown? Yeah, that's how she always looks.
Well, who's this?
I don't know. I don't know who the hell that is. You got to get her out of here. I'm pressing charges. Now, if she's willing to put a tiara and a ball gown on, maybe it is her, but she's in some sort of weird hobo bitch disguise right now. She's screaming at me.
You're like you're at people's houses and like you go through and they have the wedding picture up there. Mm-hmm. And you look at them.
Well, you look at her now. It's like, oof, man.
Oh, that was her.
Who ate your wife? Like, the lady that ate your wife, she had to stay, I guess? Like, it was part of the deal after eating your wife? Like, she lost a bet, said, if I can eat your wife, can I live here? Because that's what happened. Yeah, some giant woman ate my wife, and now she's my new wife. There's a similarity in the eyes. Yeah, well, after she ate my wife, she kind of took on some of her features. She's over 150 pounds bigger than this picture. Yep. That beast over there just devoured her. And it's no different for the guys. Sometimes you look at a guy in a picture in a wedding, you're like, my gosh, you had hope. You were a strapping young man. Look at you now.
Played quarterback.
Yeah, and that's what he's still talking about. You know it's over.
I was quarterback at high school.
I could have been contender.
And then this big fat guy ate that quarterback. Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. And he took over with his big fat body. I like this new Cinderella rule. We should implement this. Because they're still running it at that Phoenix Theater if you want to go see it. The actors are good, everything. It's very gay, though. Although, like, a lot of the guys, you're not buying the fact that they're into Cinderella. It's like, no, that guy doesn't. He likes Prince Charming. He wants to try that shoe on.
Tweaking around a little too much.
He did the twirls, like, naturally.
Let's find you a match.
He didn't have to rehearse the dance too long. He's been doing that his whole life.
Prince Charming, it's just time to find a special lady like I've got.
Let's get Prince Charming something more than a beard here.
Another family alliance. We don't talk about it.
Anyway, what are you going to do? Cinderella. The whole new perspective on Cinderella. And ladies, I'm doing it. Come home today and swing that door open.
Ah, get out of my house! Intruder, intruder!
And she has to run to the bathroom and put her face on real quick. That's why June Cleaver was so awesome. My 92-year-old lady, Paula, says a woman my age should never, ever be seen without her face on. Always.
I agree.
And I swear to God, this woman looks fantastic every time I see her. She is done. She gets up first thing in the morning, does her hair. Like, that's a lost art for ladies. Like, that doesn't happen at your house or my house or your house. Mm. They don't pop up and go, I got to get ready for the day. And you give them that hour. Instead, it's like, what time are we leaving? 5.
All right.
And like 3:30, then everything goes to hell and you're in some sort of rush. If they were like their grandmothers, they'd get up in the morning and be ready for the day.
I have
Cinderella
one,
style. This is
that,
great stuff.
But at the same time, I had one friend that it was an intruder. I had no idea that was her.
Yeah.
That's how much face makeup was applied.
All right. Well, never be seen without it then. That's it. If that's how you present yourself, then that's it. I don't want to see you without it. Cinderella. That's the Cinderella syndrome. You're not done up. You're going to jail. I don't know who you are. Women love those things. Cinderella's like a story. Women drag men to go see the play. I was there. I witnessed it. That's their party. They love that story because they see it as Prince Charming sweeping them off their feet. What they don't see was if another girl fit into that shoe, she won. He didn't care who it was. He just wanted some ass. All right, shoe fits. Let's go.
That's not her.
Shoe's fitting. It's her.
Close enough.
There's a lot of size 7s in the world, sister. You're not the only one. Oh, it's just depending on where you are in line. I like it. Yeah, because no matter who the shoe fit, he didn't care about your personality. He just wanted the girl who fit in the shoe.
Can you imagine if it was like Brittany Griner's shoe or something?
It was a size 17. 17. She gets a big-ass feet.
Oh, no.
How you doing, player? I think that's my shoe.
Oh, sweet Jesus, I hope. It doesn't fit.
Yes, it does. Wiggle it. Wiggle it.
I'm like, I don't want to wiggle it. It'll go on.
Wiggle it, Prince Sherman. You're my man.
Oh, great. Took forever. At least they condensed it down, because in Cinderella, there would be that situation where, like, we don't even have to try.
Yeah, well, no, of course, but that's how stupid the Prince Charming was. He looked at girls and he still tried to put it on her big-ass foot. Like, you can do the eye test. He was an idiot. Prince Charming had no idea who he was. He's like Alzheimer's. I don't know who I was making out with, but I found her shoes, so there's no way you could convince me through voice recognition or something you said. Like, she could have come up and said, hey, we shared a moment last night. Remember that thing I told you? And then you kissed me. I was
we
one
danced.
Of the, yeah, I was in the yellow dress. I told you this. You told me that. Oh, that is her. No, the shoe was the only way to determine that because he's an idiot.
But you're looking me in the eyes.
I don't know. Dude. I don't remember. You think I remember what you said? I was trying to get laid. Is this your shoe or not? Anyway, it's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows, aside from the Cinderella breakdowns, which it's about time someone did. And I like our new theory. I've never heard that theory before, and I love it. But it's Wednesday, and that means it's Wings Day at Hooters for a limited time only. Choose your own Wings Day adventure. They're doing a new thing with Wings Day. Get this. Buy 20 wings, get 10 free. That's or get all the wings you can eat for $20.99.
Sweet.
So 20 wings, 10 free. That's 30 wings. You do pretty well for yourself. Or for $21, you can eat until tomorrow. Just keep going.
Wow.
They should say, get all you can eat until we close. Because otherwise, somebody going to test that.
You're keeping
theory.
That fryer
right.
open?
Yeah, either way.
You can eat for 8 hours.
Yeah, all you can eat until we're closed, no matter when you show up. Not 8 hours, because you might show up at 9. You'd be up there until all night. You got until they close. All you can eat until they close. I'll throw that in there for you, Hooters, so you don't screw that up. Either way, you're the winner when you go to Hooters and say thanks for this Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Opposite Day.
I don't believe you.
Well, a
couple of baseless fun facts.
It sent me reeling.
Correct. Humans spend about 35 minutes a day chewing. Chimpanzees chew for about 4.5 hours a day. Orangutans chew for about six and a half hours a day.
You made that last one up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He had it looked up. He's like,
he just threw a number up.
Threw that in there.
I said 6.5. It's 6.6.
Oh, okay.
Hours per day.
You said, so you undershot it a little bit.
You read it and then said,
I'm going to go with another number. I've seen him chew for a day. It was about 6.5.
Yeah, I bet you have.
What's that guy got?
Wow.
All the alien drool in the movie Aliens.
Oh.
It's KY jelly.
Ew.
It's expensive.
I'm sure they
Jesus,
got a deal.
What happened
sure
to you?
Got a deal on it.
Ronnie, I'd love to have sex with your dryness, but it's a little pricey to put the old juice
they
on
there.
They
got a deal because they put the KY logo up in the spaceship.
So I'm going to do something that Brett taught me. I'm not spending money on KY jelly.
No, I'm saying they buy it in bulk, Brady. They're not buying like a bunch of 3.5.
That'd be great for product placement.
Yeah, like,
she holds like
a tube.
The budget of Aliens was based on their KY. It's killing us. We're way over.
Yeesh.
Sigourney, can you take your $5 million for the movie down to 4.6? We got to buy more KY jelly.
Hey, Ridley. Ooh, we're pushing our budget here.
KY jelly, $1.79. Yeah.
You're killing me.
I'll do it the old-fashioned way.
The original design for the Space Needle in Seattle looked like a big balloon floating up from the ground. Eventually, it evolved into the final design. The balloon became a flying saucer.
Yeah, it's neat.
It's bad etiquette to eat a hot dog in more than 5 bites, at least according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council.
What kind of hoity-toity party are you at that's serving hot dogs anyway?
Unless it's a foot long, too.
You have to worry about manners.
7 bites is acceptable.
Well, you don't want to get the hot dog juice.
You're not enjoying your Hebrew National dog.
That's Brady's new nickname, Hebrew National.
All beef, kosher.
KY jelly's expensive. He's actually that. Just you know that if the backstory on that is,
well, I better go get some of that. Well, looks like we're going to stay dry for a little while. There's a drought at my house because I'm not spending money on that. I didn't realize the price was so high.
Any way we can film the alien without to drool?
Because just from that one sentence, I know. You shopped it, it was too much, and you didn't buy it.
That's too much. I better go grab some of that stuff.
Unless I can get a 10 for 10.
It's so expensive.
Grab some Crisco out of the cabinet.
And then you're a crazy person at Costco with a 10-pack of KY. Like, Jesus, what do you got, a mummy at home? How much do you need? One tube should get you through.
Making another alien movie.
I got a lot going on at home. You have no idea.
Stuff's pricey. I buy it in bulk and make a slip and slide with my daughter.
Yeah, I don't want to know the rest of that sentence.
The big news yesterday was the doomsday clock. Just went down to 90 seconds before midnight.
Doesn't make sense.
Drop back 10 seconds. Got 10 seconds closer. They've been doing the advocacy group that started it was in 1947.
Yeah. Look, time is a man-made construct anyway. This doomsday clock is just a variation of a fear-based nonsense thing they've had. If you were,
yeah, the potential or likelihood of people doing something to end humanity, things that factor in are like nuclear weapons, Iran increasing uranium enrichment, missile tests in North Korea, right. Future pandemics from animal diseases, pathogens from lab mistakes, disruptive technologies.
Basically, it's just a thing.
Climate change.
Red flag up to say, we're up to a whole bunch of bad things. We always have been. I mean, if you thought, if you lived through 1937 to 1944, that doomsday clock felt like it was at like 1 second. There was nothing about the world that felt good. That it's the best time to live on the planet, period. Unless you're Doug Hopkins right now. The best time to live on the planet. It's the most convenient. It's the easiest. And yes, there are perils and there could be a nuclear war, but I think we're not going to go too crazy with it. And if we do, we deserve to have the doomsday clock. But it's not going to jump down to a second and be right.
It's been as much as 17 minutes from midnight after the end of the Cold War.
I'll tell you this. The people who have the most to gain for that end of the world thing are the people who run the doomsday clock. Because if they shut it down to like 1 minute in order to not look like morons, something horrible has to happen. So they'll be the ones that I'll have my eye on if the nukes go off that the doomsday clock people did it.
Well, you said it started so back, but way back in the day, and that's before we
it
had
started 1947,
the national
so
news that
after.
We have now. Right. So, of course, yeah. It's going to be
it feels
you know,
horrifying.
A lot closer. Yeah.
1942 was more horrifying than today. No question.
Yeah. Right, but they started in 47.
I know, but I'm saying it's always felt like we're on the precipice of blowing up the planet.
Yeah.
The plague probably felt pretty much like we've got a minute till it's all over. It's never been different, and we act like right now is the most dangerous time. It just feels like it. Like Brett said, like the news tells you nothing but terrible things. Listen to someone who's telling you it's the best time to be alive. It's amazing right now to be on the planet. The things we're experiencing, no other generation, no other person who's lived here has ever experienced. It's amazing right now what we're doing with human technology and all this stuff. It's great.
What was the doomsday clock when COVID hit? I mean, that had to be ridiculous.
Had to be horrified at that point.
All the fridge trucks downtown that they were talking about.
They were loading dead bodies in them. Yeah. And even still, that wasn't scarier than the Nazis running over Europe and... That, you know, then the invention of nuclear bombs to say we can't do this again. It's been worse, is what I'm saying. We're at the best time in human history. Now, people suck pretty bad, and that's not going to change, but that's been the same the whole time.
A new poll asked people how long they could go without using their phone, and the average answer was 5 hours and 11 minutes before they start going nuts.
It's tough.
Over half the people said they barely communicate with anyone if they don't have it.
Yeah. Now that I can text the dead, the historical figures app, it's tough to put her down. I would like it every once in a while if the historical figures people just fired one back without me doing it, you know? Like if Kennedy just said, sup,
reaches
bro.
Out to you.
He reaches out to me.
That'd
like
be
I'm
nice.
Done talking to him. It's like, and he fires one showing interest.
On my way to Maryland's place.
Yeah.
And,
Sorry I yelled at you earlier. I feel guilty. It's been a long day. I've got a lot on my mind. Got a lot in this mind.
This study asked 1,000 Americans a question about different parts of the country and which part of the country is the friendliest and which is the rudest.
Boston.
The Northeast was the rudest, and it's been that way for a while.
That's a given.
Oh, yeah.
Boston's in it. That's
the friendliest... Yep. Our answer hasn't changed much since 1983. The South ranks first, then the Midwest, and then the West, and then the Northeast.
That's about all you got.
I got four.
You pretty much nailed all of the regions.
Who has the worst weather? The Midwest.
Well, yeah.
32%. And then 28% said the South.
They're right.
The West was voted as having the best weather.
That's right.
Correct, please, if you're saying right.
That is the most mundane story I've ever heard in my life.
Less Nessman.
Yeah, exactly. With more news, less Nessman.
Where's the best place for a vacation?
The West.
Correct!
Yeah, because the weather's good and they're friendly. You've cleared that all up.
Who has the highest cost of living?
The West. Because it's in demand. See, these are easy questions.
We need a story about Chai Chai Rod.
Where do most of the people who run things come from?
The Kenya? I don't know.
The Northeast.
Oh, okay. Are you trying to hypnotize us? What are you doing?
The world's fattest country. I ranked 195.
Getting close.
Countries, USA ranked 15th.
We've still got
all our golden corrals.
We're
and all that
working
stuff.
On it.
The percentage of people basically have to be greater than 25% BMI.
Yep. Nations that you have to be fat to be warm. You know? Which is always surprising how good-looking Norwegians are. You'd think they'd be fat as hell.
It's mostly in the Pacific.
Is it really? So Samoa.
Nauru.
I don't know what that is. Does that even count?
88.5% of the population.
Those Samoans are pretty fat.
Yeah. Palau, Cook Islands, Marshall Islands. Those are the top four.
So South Pacific. They're generally just
Samoa,
fat
people. Tonga.
Yeah.
Micronesia.
Still wouldn't want to push them around because they're also strong. They're fat and strong.
They didn't pull Texas Grill, though.
No.
I mean, that would have been, been up in the rankings.
I don't know why. It's good fat down there. It seems to be a healthy fat because there's a, what is that story about?
America's at 68% of the population's
fat.
25.
Yeah. Tonga has like a thing where 9% of its population has played Division I college football or in the NFL. And there's like, Samoa has a massive number for its population.
Yeah.
It would be like if all of Arizona played professional football.
The
it's
average
this crazy number of how many people can come out of that. So they're strong and big.
25% or more in BMI. Tonga was 78.5%.
That's gigantic.
Samoa 77.6%. The least overweight countries in the world.
Africa. Got like nine
China.
Of them, right?
Number five, Nepal. Number four, Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Three, Bangladesh. Two, India. Number one, Vietnam.
Vietnam, they're skinnier than all the other African nations.
18.3%.
Never seen a big Vietnamese person.
I bet you go to that Sudan, and they didn't even test there.
What?
The Sudan?
What, you think
they're
a big...
skinny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there isn't a big BMI
now,
problem.
Now, Cambodia.
Look at their food, though. I mean, how are they going to get fat on that
exactly
food?
Well, look at their food. When?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So, I don't even think they bothered with Africa.
Niger was number nine.
Mm-hmm.
Burundi was number 10. But Cambodia was number seven, so.
Yeah. So they're getting better, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they're putting on some weight.
And Sally Struthers left. She left him just enough ham.
Philadelphia is so desperate for lifeguards. It's coming swim season. They're offering people, you can become a lifeguard. You don't even have to know how to swim.
Well, just point it out.
They'll teach you to swim before you take the chair.
You'd hope so.
Yeah, so you got about a couple of months of swim lessons they'll throw in. Because of the pandemic, COVID, sure. Then it opened back up, and then 2021, more people started swimming.
I'll tell you this.
A shortage of lifeguards.
You're going to have a hard time getting lifeguards if one of the things you have to do is teach them to swim. Because if adults haven't taken the time to learn to swim, they're not going to be real gung-ho about learning it for a job. So it's not really tapping into this.
They're hoping someone's like, you know what?
It's
about time I learned to swim.
I really want to be a lifeguard, but I never took the time to learn to swim. They're not exactly signing up for the lifeguard position if they can't swim. They're not interested in water
we'll
at all.
We'll see how that works out.
Yeah, they're
in the water.
They're employable. Yeah, I stay out of that water. Philly water, forget it. They flex seal. Have you seen the new flex seal guy? He does that fake house, and he flex seals all the gaps in the windows and does it on the door. Flex seal, tape, and water. Can't get in. And then he's standing in the house. Somehow or another, they open a dam. And now the house is like under 5 feet of water. No, I'm standing inside, not a drop of water. I'm like, how are you going to get out of there? You're sealed in. And somehow magically this computer roof lifts off and he's in the middle going, look, not a drop of water. It's been a horrible flood in your area, sir. There's fish in the window. No joke. And that's how they convince you that Flex Seal can it can turn your house into, you know, if deliverance happens in your neighborhood, you'll be fine.
This 31-year-old woman from Winnipeg, Canada, was arrested last Sunday after setting off a firework inside a crowded restaurant. She was able to distract everyone, sets the firework off, and then goes over to the counter and steals a pizza. Ran outside, hailed a taxi, got in, started acting belligerent. So the driver said, get out of the car. That's where he opened his door to get her out of the back seat. She jumps in the front, carjacks it.
Wow.
But he hangs onto the cab, drags him for about 30 feet, and they finally got her pulled over. Taxi driver's okay.
Somebody's here.
Brady, it's former Vice President Mike Pence.
Yeah, what's up?
I was at the Walgreens, and I just wanted to report to you and everyone else that I saw a Jolly Rancher bag that said, keep sucking, and I had impure thoughts. I just thought I'd wrap myself out on that a little bit.
Thanks for that.
I also have many documents that I could have burned, but I'm telling on myself for that. Also, one time, I wore my wife's underpants. Just thought I'd let the world know all my secrets.
Wow, that's...
Could have kept these quiet, but I...
Pence 2024.
I'm a Pence narc. Brett, I stole a Rice Krispie square out of the office just a second ago, and I didn't leave a penny.
Snitches get stitches.
I'm sorry. I'll snitch on myself. I'll stitch myself.
Mike Pence just going all over the world telling all the bad things he's done.
Disney World Splash Mountain ride is officially closed. They shut her down because it's changing to ride called Tiana's Bayou Adventure from The Princess and the Frog.
Oh, cave into some woke pressure there. That was a bad movie.
So now there's a rare opportunity. Right now, people are selling the rare water from the Splash Mountain ride on eBay.
Smells horrible.
It's going for hundreds up to $1,000 for Splash Mountain water. Get a tub of it.
A little Tupperware.
Yeah.
Try to convince people. Then you got to just tell people all the time, no, I'm not kidding. It's Splash Mountain water. Why'd you keep that? You could have wrung out your sweater. No. It's legit. For free, you could have wrung out your sweater.
I never rode on Splash Mountain.
Fun.
Was it?
It's a good ride.
To me, it just seemed like a log ride at any other.
It is, but it's pretty fun. They got a good one. They've got better ones at other places, but that one's pretty fun. I went through it twice. And I don't think anybody's going to. Nobody really cares what the. Like Indiana Jones, they could trade that in for something else, and you'd be like, the ride's still fun. It's just nostalgic. The Tiara and the Frog thing, whatever her name was.
Tiana.
It's a bad Disney movie. They have that
Tantrika
one.
And the Frog.
Yeah, Tantrika and the Frog. They have that one section of Disneyland that nobody goes to, that you don't even realize that they put on live shows with all the characters that were kind of misses. And that one's on there. And like, there's a bunch of them. You go, what's this? And it's kind of the island of misfit Disney toys. And they'll go on and sing. And yeah. And you're like, Moana. And she's kind of a lame one. And that what's that Scottish one that ran around?
Brave.
Yeah, she's terrible. She's got a little show in the corner. But now this one, that's pressure because that tells me that they don't have any intention to make any more black princesses. Screw it. Do the one no one liked. We're all out of brown crayons.
Hormel has partnered with Modest Brewery out of Minnesota to create Hormel Chili Cheese Brew. It's a chili cheese spiced beer. On the label, it says it pairs well with recliners, gaming, and late night snacks.
Yeah.
They're rolling it out because you can get it in time for the Super Bowl. Go to HormelChiliCheeseBrew.com. They're selling it online for $12 a pack.
Sounds like it pairs well with Zantac.
You get a 4-pack for $12. Then you'll probably pay twice that for the shipping.
No offense, Hormel, but I'll just stick with the beer companies making my beer.
Let's get to some radio videos. Got a couple of quickies here.
Couple? You're pandering to Brett. I'll say that right off hand.
Uh-oh.
You'll see it.
That's bad?
No.
Oh, okay.
First one's two guys doubling up on a scooter, going in between two cars. They didn't see the chain towing the other car.
Oh, no. Oh, they try to switch lanes?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not only switching lanes. They're going, I'll go between these two cars.
Oh, I see. But one's towing the other with a chain.
Yeah.
So this is a clothesline. Oh, sweet Jesus. Wow.
It's a quick not as bad.
That could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. Oh, her back. Oh, no.
But, yeah,
alert her in row.
It was a risky move anyway. Those cars are a foot apart.
She's a good flip.
Dumb people being dumb. Uh-oh.
Next one's doing it on a bike, getting a little chin check on some wood crates.
He's on a little dirt bike.
He's doing the bouncing on one wheel to jump over to the other
bicycle.
Log.
No. Oh! He does a little back tire bunny hop and tries to jump from crates to a ramp. It doesn't make it. Oh, but his face goes right into the ramp. Wow. Oh.
First comment says, good thing you wore a helmet.
Yeah. Does he hit his head or his face?
His face.
His face on the log.
Yikes.
Next one's a little band rage. It's
band's I have to admit, Brady, when you said face on a log, I pictured something else. I'm going to turn myself in.
Mike Pence is guilty.
You
of
put your face
everything.
On a log?
his brain did it. Poor guy.
I'm going to say this is a band breakup. Or one of the members is definitely.
Love to see this between you and Katero.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Playing the wrong beat.
Now you're messing with a part.
Oh, the drummer got. Oh! You don't mess with the drummer. He's 11 feet tall.
Keep it going. Bass, kick it back in. Oh, no.
Oh, the guitarist hits the drummer with the guitar. Now they're in a full melee on the stage. You better stay on time.
This is my brother's equipment, bro.
You were playing the wrong song, dickhead. You call yourself metronome, asshole.
Well, he clocks that little dude at first.
Yeah, he puts the Mike Reno pants on the old guy.
Good night, Bird's Nest. Oh, man. We love you.
And this is why we can't have Joe's Grotto anymore. The dude was playing the wrong song.
Did that happen every night at Joe's Grotto?
The one I'm most impressed with is Danny Zalisco there up front.
I know.
Won't stop playing. It like the band is in a fist fight, and he's just still keeping rhythm guitar moving. The bass has got to go.
Show must go on, bro.
Yeah. Hey,
I told you, no Nazareth.
I'm rolling, baby. That's pretty great. The drummer is just crushing that hi-hat, too. Something's going on. They were going to fight anyway.
Bills Mafia pregame from last week.
Oh. It's a pinata. Oh, he's playing. Oh! They spun a guy and then threw a ball at him. He's supposed to hit
it
with the bat. The
crowd reaction's pretty good, too.
And he goes face into a parked bus.
Ugh. Please tell me they were spinning him first.
That's what I...
They were. I've seen the full video. Yeah. Yeah.
Considering he's lifeless and laying there, I'm glad he's not in a number 3 jersey.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
The Bills Mafia has that happen in the parking lot every day. Oh, his heart stopped. Pray for Lamar.
Too much cheese.
He's wearing a number 94 jersey. That dude, I don't know. Who is that? Like, dude,
I have no idea.
Bargain basement jerseyed one.
You have to ask Paul.
Next one's for Brett.
Oh, this one's a classic. I love this one.
Okay. Of course he knows it.
It's an Asian lady. I'm looking at Asian lady.
Iron Man's trying to sneak
up. Iron Man sneaks up on her. And it's
that's a classic.
A man sneaks up on an old Asian lady with an Iron Man mask on. She is unfazed. He takes it off, and he's a black man, and she runs.
Look at he's got white gloves on.
See, it's not just for me.
Human beings are horrible.
I should have known you've seen this.
Well, it's a classic.
People. Yeah, that's very
funny. You can't play that one too much.
That is very funny. Especially because you know that dude's in on it. Like, he knew. Like, watch how racist this old lady is. Oh, I enjoy that.
And now for Death
and
Dismemberment.
That's not too bad today.
Okay.
Crandall videos.
These are courtesy of Rico today.
Okay.
So
Rico stepped it up.
Yeah. And here's a... They don't want to take the stairs. They're trying to make the easy way down.
Well, those stairs are broken.
Yeah.
And what that house
is. So check this one out.
They've got a slide on their stairs. Oh, fun!
Couple of mattresses.
And you got...
Exactly.
What else am I looking at? These are just...
What happened? What was the roommate doing?
Sort of semi-hot girls that put a mattress on a staircase and they leap headfirst onto the thing and bounce down the stairs.
Geez.
And then a naked lady walks through who needs to do some treadmill work. She's a little loose, I think, a little sloppy. Let me see that again. How far down? She didn't even make it very far down the staircase. Her leap is about 3 steps and then this bounce. Oh, Jesus. And why is that giant transvestite just walking around the house?
Going through the VRBO.
Yeah, this is what happened at Doug's house yesterday. They were playing around with all of his new stuff.
Here's a mountain bike. We've seen ones similar to this one, but...
He's going down a big hill.
Oh, yeah.
That is a steep.
This is the ragamuffin. Oh, this is the ragamuffin.
Oh, yeah, we've done this.
Oh, have we done this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I don't remember this at all.
Oh, yeah. God, just.
What was he going to do if he stayed on the bike?
Now he's jello.
He's got
because he hits that gravel field there. You're rolling.
He's still rolling.
Oh, yeah. That is a steep pitch.
Wow.
All right. And then this one.
I don't like when you giggle.
Careful when you're, I guess the jump is worse than getting caught by the cops.
Cops have caught people on a second floor of what looks to be a parking garage or an overpass.
Oh, and the dude just jumped. Oh, he missed. They had him.
He's a suicide guy. They have the big mat for him
not
to
really
land on.
To him, are they?
He jumped over their landing.
Yeah,
inflatable.
They had the big inflatable. Yeah,
to keep him from jumping. So this guy was going to kill himself, right? He didn't get caught.
Oh, God.
He was threatening to kill himself by jumping onto the freeway below, and they had the inflatable in the wrong spot.
And the sound.
Oh, that's a body hitting.
Guys, we got to work on the landing cushion a little bit better.
What the hell was it doing under the overpass, you idiots? Oh, he did like a full-on run and jump, too. He wasn't just falling off the edge. Wow. One more time, Brett.
Oh, okay.
How far off is that inflatable?
Oh!
Yeah, they just assume he's just going to fall off. He misses that by 20 feet.
He saw the opening and took it.
Wow, yeah. He's ambitious, that guy. What a shame we lost him. Holy smokes.
We go. Well done there.
Good videos today, boys. Well done. Well done. Wednesday at Hooters. They brought you this Brady Report. Thanks, guys. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.